everyone, and welcome to The History of England, a trailer to tell you all about it. My name is David Crowther, a lover of history of all shapes and sizes, and this is my podcast. It might be this day, it might be today that you're just about to embark on the History of England podcast, or thinking of doing so, and some advice would be sensible before you step over the threshold. The first and best advice, in the words of Douglas Adams, is don't panic. So what is it? Well, it's a chronological retelling of the story of the English in regular chunks. It's been going since Christmas Day 2010. Not quite sure what the rest of the family was doing on Christmas Day, but there you go. So there is enough to keep you off the streets for a while or hanging around the local shopping precinct. But look, you can dip in and you can dip out too, so don't panic. What will you find in this mansion of many rooms? Well, there are all the great trends, events and drama you'd expect, and I take great care to see the drama in the context and attitudes of their time, which is only fair, and I hope the best way to really understand what's going on and why. On the same vein, as often as possible, the series takes a little bit of time out to set England's history in the context of her neighbours and that shared culture of Europe. And of course, we're starting to get global as well, as I write. While we're on it, I do so love the historiography of how different generations of historians have interpreted our story, so there's quite a bit of that as well, here and there, to boot. Also, the great and the good are there, because that's important, but we also walk the highways and byways of ordinary lives and hear their voices too. Religion, culture, making a living, society, how people lived, globalisation, law, all that sort of stuff, because that is most people's history most of the time. Mostly, anyway. Along the way, I quote people as much as I can, though trying not to be too tiresome about it, but I have a couple of favourites that seem to be quite timeless, so a quick taster, here's one of them. Let me introduce you to Brian Fitz Count. He was one of Empress Matilda's supporters in the 13th century during the anarchy when Christ and all his saints slept. And he described the super powerful Henry of Blois as a man who had a remarkable gift of discovering that duty pointed in the same direction as expediency. That's from the 13th century. Who says history isn't still relevant, eh? Tell me that. But then you lot know that, or you wouldn't be here. Anyway, on that dipping in and dipping out thing, you can listen, as they say, soup to nuts, though I'm not quite sure when the nuts will appear, and that's not a euphemism, but effectively, there are a number of series within the story that you might want to dip into and have a look at. So, we start with 31 episodes on one of our foundation stories, the Anglo-Saxons. Then, there's 37 episodes on the Normans and Angevins, that's 1066 to 1215, basically, Hastings to Magna Carta. Then the Plantagenets, up to the usurpation of the throne by those dastardly or saintly Lancastrians, tickets appropriate. And then from episode 134, we have a real hooly, the Wars of the Roses. We did have fun with the squabbling, chaos, death and destruction, very much like a normal family gathering at Christmas, really, without the drowning in a vat of Malmsey wine, hopefully. And we devoted 62 episodes to it. 1399 to the Battle of Bosworth in 1485, essentially. Then, from episode 196, we are on to the Tudors, and that's a monster, 137 episodes of the Tudors, so if you are a Tudor lover, fill up your boots. And then we reach my personal favourite, the Stuart Age, at episode 325, starting the British Revolutions at episode 369. We are still in said revolutions as I write this. To be continued, I guarantee it. Also, it would be very wrong of me not to tell you that you can also become a member and get about 100 hours and growing monthly of more shedcasts on a variety of stuff, plus all the History of England episodes completely free of adverts. And it's as cheap as chips. You can do that and find also a vast quantity of free documents and articles at thehistoryofengland.co.uk, my website. That's thehistoryofengland.co.uk. And if you want to become a member, hit become a member. So I will see you there, and I hope you do give the History of England a go, and that you don't hate it too much if you do. Anyway, good luck.